Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 255. Mayberry Days 2013 report. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the wonderful folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by over at Weavers and pick up some great Mayberry items. Right now, they've got a sale going on. Don't know if they will when you're hearing it, but if you're listening now, you can buy two 2014 Andy Griffith Show wall calendars and get one free. So head over to Weavers Department Store and tell them Two Chairs sent you. weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. The executive producer of 255 is Otis Campbell. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting. It's great to have you with us. We're going to be hearing tonight about the Mayberry Days 2013 that just occurred about a week ago. And the fun part of this one is you're going to actually be hearing about it from Floyd and Otis. Okay, well, it's me and Kenneth Junkin, who had just spent this past weekend in Salisbury, North Carolina, for their Autumn Jubilee. We were there on Saturday and Sunday, so it was a great weekend for us. So we were heading back today, actually, from North Carolina back to Alabama. And in the car, we recorded this episode for you that's a recap of what happened at Mayberry Days 2013. So I hope you're going to enjoy it. It was a lot of talking, I promise you that. And it's going to be about 30 minutes of us talking. So I hope you're going to enjoy it. So I don't want to keep us. So let's head on over there and get to hearing our report. So I'm going to hand this off here in just a second to Alan and Ken riding in the Otis Mobile back from Salisbury, North Carolina. So you guys, you take it away. Here you go, guys.
Hey, thanks, Alan. Hey, it's good. Oh, what am I doing? We've been doing Floyd Otis all weekend, so that voice just came out. So, Ken, hey, I want to thank you for joining us on the podcast.
My pleasure.
It's always good to just have other voices than just mine talking about things. But we're going to be doing a recap from Mayberry Days. Now, we're on our way back home to Alabama from Salisbury, North Carolina, where we were this weekend at Dan Nichols Park over in Salisbury. And that was a great weekend as well. But we're going to talk about Mayberry Days weekend. So Mayberry Days always gets kicked off on Thursday with the golf tournament. Now this year, Emmett Forrest had passed away, and so they renamed the golf tournament the Emmett. And that was a real fitting tribute. His daughter Terry was there, and his son, he was there as well, playing in the golf tournament. And, you know, Emmett was such a big part of Mayberry Days, and still is, even with him not being there, because his memory is so much alive in everything that's done there in Mayberry, because he was such a good friend to all the fans of the Andy Griffith Show that he'll never be forgotten. So I thought it was a really fitting tribute that they did the golf tournament that way. And Ken actually played in the golf tournament. How'd you do this year, Ken?
Well, we had a lot of fun. I visited the entire golf course while I was there. And I had to get my ball retriever re-gripped after the round. But we actually ended up being 7-under.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Is that the best y'all have done?
Oh, yes. The best.
So that's...
We were excited about our score. When we turned it in, the scorekeeper was not too impressed.
So Ken plays every year there in the golf tournament, and they have a lot of fun. And he does get to see the entire course all the way from the greens to the pine straw, as my understanding.
And the water.
And the water. So, but it's a really beautiful course. And this year the weather was absolutely gorgeous. And there were a lot of golfers. I think there was 90-something golfers as part of the golf tournament. And they all seemed to have a pretty good time that day. It was the weather was not hot or cold. It was just very pretty weather and had a great time. Now, after the golf tournament, they have the, I'm not sure what they call that, the awards show after the golf tournament. It used to be called the pig picking back in the day, back when Mayberry Days first started, but I'm not even sure the name of the show now other than the awards banquet for the golf tournament. And that's always fun. We give out all the awards for the longest drive. That's on the golf course, longest drive of a golf ball. Several of us think that means how far they drove to get there, but that's not it. But they give out all kinds of awards to the winners, and we always give out the Barney Fife Esquire Award for the team that had the highest total score of the golf tournament. That's always a lot of fun. It's a trophy with a bullet on top of it, and that's always a lot of fun. Now, we normally give away the Otis Campbell Closest to the Car Award for golfers who have, hit the ball toward the parking lot or something like that. But this year, last year, we had to stop the award because last year's winner actually hit a car.
A moving car also, not a parking lot car, a moving car on the road between the course there.
So for safety reasons, we felt that maybe we should stop that award because evidently they were trying to hit the cars just to win that award. Last year the fella actually hit a car, and I hit it more than one time. Actually, it bounced underneath the car and kind of went up and down. So we didn't give away that award this year.
We figured there was just no way to top that.
Yeah, I know.
To in safety.
No, not without breaking a window.
Right.
Yeah. So then we gave away some door prizes. Now, the funny thing that happened during the door prizes, Barney and Floyd, myself, were having to come up with ways to give away these door prizes. You know, like who did drive the furthest to get to Mayberry Days. Maybe the oldest person at a table or the youngest person at a table or something. We were trying to figure out ways to give away these prizes. Well, Barney had spotted earlier in the evening a young lady who was attractive, and he had spoken to her and found out she was from Dallas. So the fun thing that happened was he said, "Oh, I know who I'm going to give this Aunt B's cookbook to." He said, "Where's that girl from Dallas?" Well, she stood up over there. And he said, "Well, you are going to win this cookbook, but there is one condition." And so he starts walking back through the crowd there, through the tables. And she was on about the third row of tables over to the left side of the stage. And he said, "There's one condition," as he got close to her. He said, "I have to get a hug for you to get that." Well, she agreed to it, and he handed her the thing and started hugging him. Well, when she looked around, there was Floyd standing right behind Barney with a CD to give her, and Otis had his jail cell key holding it in his hand, and Howard Sprague, he didn't have anything to give her, so he picked up a knife off a table and was going to offer that to her. And it was funny. The whole crowd was laughing. And Otis, you did get a hug, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Yeah, and she definitely was no boy.
Oh, it was the young lady's name was Ariel. And her boyfriend at that time, John, was there with her. And they were just really great people to be around. She is a huge Andy Griffith fan because we've seen pictures and stuff she had posted on Facebook of she was at the courthouse. She was all over. So it was really nice to meet her. The one thing we did kind of feel bad about was that she said that she felt real young in that room because she was 30 years younger than anybody else in the room.
It still didn't have nothing to do with the hug. It was still okay.
So anyway, that was some of the excitement that night. Now, there was one other thing I should tell you. and I need your prayers, all of you. Jan, my wife Jan, was there, and Morgan Brittany. She was on the Andy Griffith Show as Opie's girlfriend. She was the one that Opie was going to carry to the dance, and it asked her, and then she turned him down after she had got another boy that asked her that she wanted to go with. Anyway, Morgan Brittany was there, and so Jan was back there getting her picture made with her, and she came running up to me after the show and said, look, and she had her camera and was showing me the picture that she had with her and Morgan Brittany. Now, Miss Brittany is 62 years old, but she's awful well preserved. She's very attractive.
She definitely ain't no boy either.
So anyway, Jan was showing me the picture, and it was the two of them together. And Jan said, "Can you believe that she's 62? I said, "Good night. No, I can't." And then she said, "Look at that. She looks as young as me." Now, Jan's only, 46. And so Jan said, "She looks as young as me." And I said, "Yeah. Or you look like you're 62.
Whoa.
So, anyway, y'all just, the floor's been really hard the last week or so.
I think we're talking about a fundraiser for Floyd, or Alan, to help him over this crisis. Stay tuned for more information.
Yeah, actually, Andy said it is now too late to change the subject.
Exactilioto.
Oh, anyway, no, my wife, Jan, she's wonderful, and she just laughed. She thought that was funny, but it was that was on Thursday. Now, Mayberry Days just barely even started, so we've got two more days, plus a little bit on Sunday to tell you about. So Friday, what you got, Otis?
I had a little bit of a situation at the banquet after the golf tournament.
Oh, you did? What happened?
Well, I was I changed into my Otis outfit, and I was visiting some friends of mine from Alabama in the back of the ballroom there, large room, and had a situation that you helped me with to understand a little later on, but I was back talking to my friends, and these senior citizen ladies come up to me, and I turned around and said, "How you doing?" And she said, "Now, are you the mayor?" And one of the ladies with her says, "Heck no, Mabel, that's the dang drunk." And a little surprise there, but you helped me with that when you explained what their tour bus was all about.
Oh, that's right, yeah, because there was a whole group of people there. They confused me at the beginning of the show because I was out there signing autographs. We have little flyers that we hand out that's got our pictures on it and stuff. And so I was signing them, and one of the ladies at the table said, "Now, who are the Darlings? Who is that?" And I said, "Well, it's that family that comes down out of the mountains and sings songs and stuff." And she goes, "Nah, I don't know who that is." So now, folks, this is Mayberry Days, and kind of like you who are listening to this show, I would be extremely surprised if you didn't know who the Darlings were, or if, especially once I told you us the family from the hills, you still didn't recall who that is. So I was extremely confused that there's people at the Mayberry Days Golf Tournament Award Banquet that don't know who the Darlings are. Because why are you here? It's like, you're going to have a long evening if you don't know who the Darlings and stuff like that are. Well, it turns out there was a whole busload of people there that were on a mystery tour. Now, I didn't know what that was, but that's basically when you get on a bus with your bag and you don't have any idea where you're going because they didn't tell you, not just because you have some kind of problem. But it's a mystery tour. So they just showed up there in Mayberry at Mount Airy and had no idea where they were going. They didn't have any idea. So that's why they didn't know who Otis was either. So that helped him feel better because he couldn't figure out why when they didn't know who he was.
Yeah, what does that say about Mayor Stoner or Mayor Pike when they think the drunk is the mayor?
So all that was the fun we had on Thursday night. Then Friday, of Mayberry Days. They have the Mayor's Proclamation, and that's always fun because you get to see all the cast members that were there and people associated with the show. Like this year, we had James Best, Maggie Peterson, Karen Knotts, that's Don Knotts' daughter, was there. Morgan Brittany, I mentioned her earlier. Betty Lynn, of course, she lives there in Mount Airy, so she was there. George Spence, now he was Frank, the boyfriend, on one of the color episodes. He's at the very end, but he's been at Mayberry Days for 20 years nearly, I guess. So he's been coming for years. Then we had George Lindsay Jr., Goober's son, George Lindsay's son. Elizabeth McCray, now she was on the Andy Griffith Show, but you remember her probably best as Miss Poovy, Gomer Pyle's girlfriend on Gomer Pyle. How Gomer? She is a very funny lady. Margaret Carey, now that's Mrs. Scobie from the episode where they were going to repossess their house or throw them out of their house, you know, where Ben Weaver was going to. She's Miss Scobie. Then we also had, of course, Leroy McNeese. He was there. And Roland White. Now, they're both the country boys who were in the barbershop when they were recording a record. And Mr. Maxwell was there at Floyd's barbershop recording a record with them. Leroy and Roland were both part of the country boys. Now, Leroy's been a lot of times and a lot of Mayberry events. Big fan of the Andy Griffith Show himself. And Roland White, though, this was his first year, and he seemed to have an amazing time at Mayberry Days this year. So, anyway, it was great to have all of them, and they were all present at the proclamation, along with almost all the tribute artists from the show. So if you ever are in Mayberry Days and want to just make sure you see everybody, the proclamation is always a good place to go. And Karen Knotts had to leave early to go do her show, which Floyd, myself, I was able to introduce her show. She asked me if I had time to come over and perform the introduction. So I was thrilled to get to go over to the Earl Cinema and introduce Karen's show, and it's called Tied Up in Knots. Now, during the show, she talks about her dad, Don Knotts, and kind of goes through a nice history. And I have never actually gotten to see the show, because I'm always having to work at Mayberry Days when she's around and performing. But it is a great show from everybody I've heard talk about. And I've seen bits and pieces of it, and there's a lot of work that she does to go into that particular production. So if you're at Mayberry Days and you have time next year, I'm sure she'll be back and doing Tied Up in Knots again. So make sure you see it. There was a Doug Dillard tribute show in the afternoon. And James Best, you know, Roscoe B. Coltrane, he's there. He was Jim Lindsay on the Andy Griffith Show, and he does a one-man show on Friday afternoon, or he did one this year, a Friday afternoon at Mayberry Days. Great show, I'm sure, because Mr. Best is a funny man and has got so many stories to tell. Then we start getting into some of the trivia. Now we get the kids' trivia. Now I want to recommend that if you want to go and be a part of a trivia contest that you may not be able to participate in, but you could sit there and go, yeah, I knew that one. Yeah, I knew the answer on that one. If you want to have something like that, go to the children's trivia, because you might actually know some of the answers. The children's trivia is a little bit easier. A lot easier than the adult trivia, world championship at trivia that happens right after that. So head over to the trivia contest. Now, that trivia contest is produced and directed by the Creechsters. That's a chapter of the Andy Griffith Show, the Creechsters. And those guys work to put on the trivia contest every year, and they do a great job of it. Now we're to the World Championship Mayberry Trivia Contest, which is held every year in Mayberry and Mount Airy during Mayberry Days. And Ken Junkin, Mr. Otis himself, is the man who works diligently every year to come up with the most impossible questions you could ever try to answer. So, and they're a lot of hard work there, isn't it, Kenneth?
Yeah, it sure is. It's kind of grown over the years, and I work on it year round. In fact, I've already got a couple of questions for next year. We started out with questions that weren't as difficult as they are now, but we had people tying because they would get so many, almost all of them, because some of these people can actually quote the lines from every show, basically. So we have to dig. I dig and make notes year long and trying to put this together. And these guys that are involved in their contestants are so good. If a couple of them miss one, I think, I did something wrong. But I enjoy it, and it is kind of, it's a year-long process. And we look for more than just conversation, person, places, and things. You have to really watch it to do well on this. And we have a lot of people that do, and I appreciate it.
Right. It's a lot of work. Now, Ken works really hard on this because it really means something if you win the trivia contest at the Mayberry Days event. You guys, if you haven't ever seen them, there's questions, and I'll try to put a link in the show notes for this episode for previous year's questions from the Mayberry Days trivia contest. It's like being a Jeopardy champion. That it's not like a normal trivia contest where people like me could actually do well maybe in Mayberry trivia. These questions, personally, I didn't get any of them right. And there was only one question that I should have gotten that I didn't. Out of the 21 questions, there were 21 questions this year. Now, this year, they were extremely good questions because in the past, we've had them tie because they got every question right. And then Ken would have to have tiebreaker questions where they could try to get them out. Now, we've had complaints because the questions are so hard. It's not fun. You know, it's too hard. But there are about four or five people, maybe six, that know every answer just about. So Ken really works hard to make these questions the Super Bowl of Mayberry trivia. That's why it's called that. This is not just your mama's Mayberry trivia contest. So this year, the winner is a repeat champion. Is Pat Bullins is her name. She's the lady in red. If you've ever seen the pictures of her, that's her. And she, out of the 21 questions, she got 14. That is the least number of correct answers that I can remember in many years. Because most of the time they get 18, 19 out of 20 or 21, even when Ken makes them super hard. So this year, that was a real testament to the difficulty of the questions. And I will be doing an episode in the next week or so, so you guys get to hear all these questions and you can try to answer them. And you probably won't be able to, because they are hard. But definitely want to make sure you're there. The number two person only had 14 right. So it was, no, 13. It was 14 was the winner and 13 was second place. So it was really good.
We had a bonus question this year. The last one was a 2-point bonus, and I don't think anyone got that.
No. Yeah, nobody got it right. So anyway, Ken, thank you for the hard work. He works really hard all year to come up with those. So make sure you come to the Mayberry Days Trivia Contest if you're ever at Mount Airy during Mayberry Days, because you definitely want to sit there and be amazed at them getting answers right, that you're going, wow, I had no idea what that is. Plus, right after it, if you listen to this podcast or you're a member of the Who's Been Nesting Up the Bulletin Board chapter, or if you're a member of the iMayberry community, or just any of the stuff that is connected with me during the year that's online, we meet following the trivia contest. We all have a meetup over to the, usually right there around the stage area or over to the left side of the stage. We'll gather together, and we did that this year to have a meetup and tell everybody our names and where we're from, and just let people put faces with the names that they see online so much, because I know there's always been that concern that people online don't, you know, how's that Mayberry, because you're online and you don't get to have that relationship. Well, that's what this is all about. We want you guys to have a relationship, so when you're walking around in Mayberry Days,
You've met each other there on Friday. So if you're walking around on Friday afternoon or Saturday and you see each other, you've got a chance to stop and talk and visit. So I want to encourage that as well. Then after that, there's a little break, and we have the Doug Dillard tribute contest, or not contest, concert, that evening. Doug had been at every Mayberry Days until his passing last year. So this was the second Doug Dillard tribute concert, and it was a lot of fun. It went back to being much more like it was in the old days, where the tribute artists were playing around on stage with the band and dancing out in the aisles with the audience and making people laugh. Now, I'll tell you a quick story that hopefully I'll be able to show you on video soon. But Barney had been out there singing, and Barney sings with him, and he sings well, David Browning. He sings "Hello, Thumbaloo." Well, hello, Thumbaloo. Goodbye, heart. So he gets out there and sings that with the band. And, of course, Floyd is a little jealous. So Floyd, as Barney finishes singing, he walked out there, or I walked out there, and said, hey, I got a song I can sing. So Ginger Boatwright, Ginger said, well, let's let Floyd sing. So Barney's standing there. So I started singing, "Hail to thee, Miss Mayberry, all hail to thee, all hail." Well, as I was singing, and I did not see this happening, the entire band, other than Ginger, walked off the stage in disgust of my singing. So that when I finished, I said, yeah, well, that's all I've written so far. And I looked over at Ginger, and I started looking around. Well, I turned all the way around with my back to the audience looking for the band, and they were all gone. And it was a very funny segment.
It was over their head.
Yeah, it probably was. They probably liked the light classics better. Yeah, but anyway, it was a fun. There was all kinds of things like that happening throughout that show. So definitely try to go to that if you can. Then right after that's over, they have the VW Boys concert over at the Earl Theater. Now, that's a big deal as well. And, wow, this show's going to be long. We're 24 minutes into this conversation. But we have the VW Boys concert, and we have... this year was a special event because David Browning was presented the Jim Schwenke Award, which is normally presented at the Andy Griffith Show Rio and Rutgers Club meeting. But because Barney's not able to attend that because of other shows he's having to do during that time, we presented it to him during the VW Boys concert, and that was a touching moment. Now, if you don't know, the Jim Schwenke Award's given out every year by the Rio and Rutgers Club to somebody who shows the true spirit of Mayberry and does things for people to make them laugh, have a good time, and just shares the spirit of Mayberry with people. And David Browning certainly deserved that, and he was very honored to have gotten the award. And he said he's already put it in a prominent place at his house, up on his mantle or somewhere, near Otis's cow mosaic, I believe. So, yeah, it's a prominent place. Oh, so that's just Friday, guys. And then Saturday, I'm just going to run through them quick. We do the parade, and the parade was huge this year. It started down at the bank where it starts. There were people lined up along the road all the way from the bank all the way to the playhouse. Now, in the years past, the first block or two, there was like not hardly any people. But this year, it was all the way to the bank, so there was a big parade. The Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter has a silent auction where you can pick up all kinds of unusual Mayberry items that are handmade often by the members of the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter. And the money that's raised for the silent auction all goes to help support Mayberry Days. So it's a great event. They had another autograph session. Had the barbecue cook-off awards, because there's a big barbecue contest that's going on during Mayberry Days. That's a North Carolina Barbecue Association sanctioned event. Had a matinee version of Colonel Tim's Talent Time. The Rio and Rutgers Club meeting was on Friday. And then the Colonel Tim's Talent Time after an evening show is the wrap-up of the main events for Mayberry Days. And that show was really good this year, I thought. Everybody seemed to have a really good time. You get to see the cast members, you get to see the tribute artists, you get to see bands, you get to see singers. It's just a variety show, kind of like Carol Burnett. So if you like the old Carol Burnett show, you would probably really enjoy Colonel Tim. So definitely try to get your tickets now for next year, because next year is the 25th annual Mayberry Days in Mount Airy, North Carolina. So the tickets are already on sale. They went on sale the weekend before Mayberry Days, 2013. So the 2014 event, you can already get tickets. And so I'd recommend go ahead and get them and make plans. Sunday wrapped up the entire Mayberry Days event, and I didn't get to attend this, nor did Otis, with the Emmett Forrest Memorial Service that they had at the Blackman Amphitheater there in Mount Airy. And that kind of wrapped it up for everything that happened during Mayberry Days. It was a wonderful Mayberry Days. The weather could not have been more cooperative.
People always talk about the weather, and nobody does anything about it. Well, they did something about it this year. Yeah.
Anyway, we had a great time. And, Ken, I want to thank you for being here with us in the podcast.
Oh, thank you, Floyd. Enjoyed it. It's always great to be a part of this. And thank you for what you do. You do so much to keep this wonderful Mayberry family together. It's special. It's a blessing to be a part of it. And Alan Newsom is a major portion of the glue, along with Jim Clark and others, that keeps this going. And I and many other people appreciate it, because he spends a lot of time on this, the podcast and the websites. And he's a family man. He's dedicated to his wife. And he finds time to do all this, and I know he loves it, but you got to appreciate what he does for this, and I do. And I know I've called Alan at night. We travel a lot, you know, 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock, and he answers, and he's sitting there working on something to keep us Mayberry fans happy. Thank you, Alan.
Well, thank you, and I'll give you that money I owe you in just a little while. Folks, it's great. We're joining you and from the Otis Mobile here, which is Ken's very nice Tahoe that he lets me ride to Mayberry events with so often. And folks, it is great to have you, and thank you for being part of the podcast. Hope you'll join us next time. I'd like to hear from you. You can call me at 888-684-8415. You can email me at floyd@imayberry.com, or you can drop by our Facebook page at facebook.com/twochairs. Leave a message there, or just drop by twochairsnowaiting.com and leave a comment on any of the episodes. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear your stories about Mayberry Day, so call in, because I'd love to hear your voice. But you can write in. But call in, because we would all love to hear from you, because I know everybody gets tired of just hearing from me. So let's hear from you. So let us hear what you experienced during Mayberry Days, because, folks, it's what it's all about, is this Mayberry spirit and having friends and family and just enjoying one another, because Mayberry Days is just a big family reunion with Mayberry fans. All right, folks, until next time, y'all have a great Mayberry week. We'll see you next time on Two Chairs. Bye, everybody.
Voiceover music for Two Chairs No Waiting is provided by the BW Boys at bwboys.com.